Well, hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Not Your Child Road Safety Show, a show dedicated to road safety, sprinkled with entrepreneurship, with a hospitality cherry on top. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Julia Matthews, aka the Breathalyzer Girl, and owner of Not Your Child Corp, a Canadian company dedicated to, you guessed it, road safety. Check us out when you have a chance at notyourchild.com. Now, as usual, we'll start off our lovely day today with a couple feel-good songs to keep you company behind the wheel. And then we head right into our discussion section, move right back into some more feel-good music, and finally, as all good things come to an end, we close with our quote of the day. So what do you say? Stick around with me for a great show? Well, buckle up your seatbelts and let's dive into the Not Your Child Road Safety Show.
We'll be right back. And friends, today I have a remarkable treat for you. You know I like to give you treats. I am so excited to introduce you to two special sisters and ladies that have found their way into my well wishes and, yes, my heart. Ban and Anne, owners and operators of You and I Paint. Friends, listen, they have an incredible story, and their business is making a positive difference in our world. It is. But I won't tell you anymore just yet. You have to keep listening. So you know our rule. Don't you touch that dial. And here is a fitting song. I know my producer, Mike Pincus, he always says, Julia, every song cannot be your favorite song. But, you know, you guys know my childlike nature. I get excited. What can I say? So this song, Mike, it's not my favorite song, but this song is very fitting for entrepreneurs pushing forward. Here it is. Yes, one of my favorite songs and a personal anthem of mine. Here is Journey with Don't Stop Believing.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going a singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
Ah!
friends. Today we have two fabulous guests today in our entrepreneurial edition, Van and Anne.
Hi, Julia.
Two sisters and the two founders and owners of You and I Paint. Huh, curious? I know you are. Well, here's a little bit about Van and Anne and You and I Paint. Van and Anne were born and raised in Baghdad, Iraq, and they came to Canada in 2001. Both sisters came together as a united front, so to speak, and started You and I Paint Inc. just before the pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. So as you may imagine, that alone must have had its challenges. Well, what is You and I Paint, you ask listeners? Well, You and I Paint, they host upscale sip and paint sessions for private, public, and corporate events. And this business is such a great fit for the two sisters, as both Anne and Van have a passion for art and painting. Now, listeners, I must tell you, the reason I invited them on this show, it is because I went to one of their sip and paint sessions at Bonnie Heath Lavender Estate Winery, and man, it was a treat. Mm. Not only was it a welcomed mental health, soul-nourishing experience, but the sweet and hospitable sisters, Van and Anne, made it one of the most memorable experiences I have had while painting, and I paint a lot. So without further delay, good morning, ladies, and thank you for being with me today.
Oh my God, that description was just something else. I love it.
Good morning, Julia. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here. So Bennett, and we learned you came to Canada in 2001, and you both went to school for architectural technology at Mohawk College. Yes. Can you tell us a bit about that? Like, what was your experience and what does that field entail for our listeners?
Well, we came here. I was 13 years old when we arrived to Canada.
And that's Ben, by the way.
Oh, talking. This is Ben speaking. yeah, it was good. I mean, you know, growing up here in Canada, my father is a civil engineer. So I just wasn't sure what I wanted. You know, I'm an artist mm-hmm. to begin with, and I wanted something to be, I wanted to show my creative side mm-hmm. With my career. So I think I chose, at the time, it was the right career. Right. Architecture, I wanted to be creative. You know, I wanted to plan and design and do all that kind of stuff. And I went to Mohawk College. All the positions that I had working in that field, though, they weren't as creative as I wanted them to be. Right. I did a lot of civil engineering work, and I worked with the city as well. It was great, but I think, you know, I needed to do something a little bit more creative.
Exactly.
From my experience.
Experience. What about you? And why architecture? Was it the love of art that drew you to architecture?
As for me, Ben clearly forced my path, and I followed her footsteps. Being the younger sister, I was intrigued, and she obviously convinced me.
I sold it to her. Let's do this together, because you know what? I feel like from an early age, mm-hmm. I always had a feeling that me and her had to be doing the same thing just in case maybe we started our own business. And at the time, I thought architecture and design was it. So just in case, I wanted me and my sister to be in the same field so that
Understood. Well, ladies, well, let me tell you, first of all, your daughters, when I met them, mm-hmm. the sweetest, most polite, well-behaved and loving little girls I've met in a long time. Aww. But what you're doing is so awesome, because you're forming some really great core memories for them, having them see their moms work hard and continue running a business, catering to guests and being so hospitable. You ladies are really setting great examples for their future. And I'm happy. I'm so happy about that.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Seriously, even for that alone, you have much respect from me and my company for that. And I'm sure that, you know, they must inspire you as much as you will inspire them in the future. The memories of what you're doing will inspire them in the future, right? They're an inspiration for you, right?
Absolutely. So actually, they're probably our main drive in anything we do in life, whether it's business, whether it's family core, whether it's monetary, anything we do is basically around them. And we wanted to show them that being immigrant women in Canada, we could form a business, we could be good at it, and to show them that resilience is key. And honestly, I think we're doing okay. Like, teaching
you're doing
them.
More than okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Our purpose in life, I believe it did change a lot the minute we became mothers. And for me, my purpose definitely changed. And I just want more from myself as a person. And I want to be the best version of myself as a person. And that's only because I have two little girls looking up for me, like looking, I'm their role model.
Understood. And yes, you are. Understood. Now, apart from your love of art, how did you guys come up with You and I Paint? Like, how was that concept born?
So with You and I Paint, my father actually, so back home in Iraq, my father was a civil engineer. He was a municipal manager and actually ran a really successful, like in the city he worked, where he managed like 5,000 people. And during his free time, my father used to paint these ginormous portraits of Saddam. They were really close buddies back in the day, where he used to paint for him all over the city of Baghdad. So my father was a born, like, self-taught born artist. And then from back home, he had always like introduced art to us, oil painting, acrylic painting, ceramic painting, all types of mediums. And we were never really shortage of any supplies when it came to art. And he would always encourage it from us being young children.
Yeah, it became natural.
And then obviously Van took that talent and she became a fine artist, where she used to create commissions for people, even beautiful paintings worth like anywhere from like $2,000 to $4,000 at the time. She used to do it, but working in commission industry, sometimes it could, you know, steal you away from your creative side, where like you don't really enjoy painting as much because it becomes a job. Ben and I kind of sat down after, you know, we work 8 hours a day, barely seeing our children. We sat down and we said, hey, sister, we need to come up with something that we both enjoy, but we're also good at and that we can monetize. And so the sip and paint concept obviously does exist. And we took that approach and we said, let's make it our touch. Let's make it our style. Let's make it luxury. And let's incorporate different objects to it, where we can partner up with different venues. So not only are we helping ourselves, but we're also highlighting different local venues where we can bring out the beauty in them as well.
Exactly.
And you know, being in your 30s, 40s, 50s, sometimes you don't know what to do. Clubs and bars are not always an option for us, obviously, especially being more like, you know, you want to settle down, take a chill pill. And then, you know, so that's where like You and I Paint was born, where like we bring that platform to all the guests to come out, enjoy and have a little bit of a drink, have some snacks, you know, indulge in the beauty.
Dress up, look good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, I love it. You know what it is? Because even, let me tell you, I've been to Sip and Paints before. And even it wasn't just a regular sip and paint, because first of all, the venues change, and the venue that you have, that the venue that we were at, the Lavender Winery, was beautiful. And I'm going to go into this after about other venues, but you guys actually enjoy it. Like when we went, first of all, when I went there and I saw Ban paint, I said, well, listen, I'm not going to be able to do that. But it was no judgment.
You were fantastic. You did amazing. You always shock yourself, don't you?
Yeah. But everybody was so relaxed, and it there were strangers there. But by the time we left, everybody was laughing. We were having a good time. Yeah. And it's because you guys just brought the fun and the relaxation with it. It wasn't just, I didn't feel like it was just transactional. Like, here, paint, drink, Goodbye, next people. Because we no, because there are some places that we will not mention that really are like that. And so it takes away from the experience, right?
Right.
But you can, I can tell that you ladies actually enjoy it. And just the way it's this the small things, the just the way that you are, the soft skills that you have. You know, and I appreciate you, and you definitely have our support 100%.
You're so sweet, Julia. You know what I've realized in life, being, I don't know, in my mid 30s right now, is honestly the best thing about this job. It's not even, it's nothing to do with the money. It's basically loving what I do. And part of loving what I do is always meeting people like yourself.
No, thank you. Me too.
You brought your energy with you. You were having such a fabulous time. And to me, that's so rewarding as a business person, because I'm actually seeing you enjoying your time, which makes me so much happier, because that means I'm doing my job right. And
yes, I'm the same way too with my job.
Yeah, absolutely. I could just tell. I'm just like, I love your energy. I was so happy that you were there painting with us, you know. And we're seeing that a lot with our events, is that, you know, people come, we are witnessing that they're enjoying their time, and it just kind of, it's like a fuel to the fire. Yeah, it becomes addictive. It's like, oh my God.
Yes, that's
we just want to make sure they come, they enjoy their time and they leave. And sometimes, you know, Anne and I have done this in the past where we don't do this all the time, but we have done it. If everybody purchases a board, okay, so they come to the venue, everyone's purchased a food board, we'll look at them and let's say one person out of 15 people hasn't purchased it. Anne and I are just going to go and be like, okay, you know what? Here's a board for you. Why? Yeah. Like, no. So it's not even about the money. We don't care about making money. We just want to make sure that everyone is having a fabulous time, and that's
exactly cool. Exactly. And you, but you know what, I wanted to point this out too, why what you're doing is so important, and why it was such, and I know you must have had a lot of challenges because you started right before the pandemic hit, but why it's important is because this is what we need right now, some mental health quietness, some because painting, to me, especially being in such beautiful venues, it actually gets you in touch with your own stillness. Even though you're around other people, it calms your mind, it brings you in touch with a little bit of silence, away from the news, away from the war, away from all the conflict, away from the stress. You know, people can just sit there and just, and it's really refreshing, and it's great for mental health. So right now, especially at this time, as we recover from the shutdowns and the pandemic, and people are still anxious about all those things, you are doing more than a job of giving people paint and wine. You see what I mean? You're doing something good for the world, the mental health of the world. That's what I believe.
Absolutely. In the beginning, when we just started, it was just before the pandemic. And then when the pandemic hit, being a service company, we were like confused. We're like, oh my goodness, what do we do now? How do we gather people in the middle of the pandemic? So Ben and I, obviously, knowing the insane headlines, people were depressed, people were, you know, locked up, they couldn't see their family and friends. We host so many like free virtual paint nights where we actually had like hundreds of people join from all over Canada and all over US, even some came from Australia, Turkey. They would like set their alarm clock based on their time zones, and they would join us and we would paint all together. It was so much fun. And then based on that, like, obviously the demand built and built and built, but you know, the essence of it, you are absolutely right. It is 100% tied to mental health, and painting therapy is one of the best things you can do to be expressive without really having to speak, you know, it's definitely great. And then, you know, you get to, like you said, you get to escape the headlines. So
I will never forget this day, because sometimes you don't know the power of whatever you're doing. Because sometimes, you know, you're so busy planning and doing, and then you forget how this impacts people. I remember when Do you remember when COVID, we especially here in Ontario, we had like, you know, the orange zone and the yellow zone?
Yeah.
Okay, so finally we were back to being able to host
in-person
paint events. And I remember we were doing this at the Viennese State Winery.
Mm-hmm.
We had a really nice event. It was a big class. I think we had about 50 people.
50 people, all spaced 6 feet apart.
They were spaced 6 feet apart. You know, the social distancing was there and everything. And then in the end, when the session was over, this lady came up to me and she said to me, "Thank you so much. You know, I've been battling cancer for about 2 years, and this is the first time I came out." And then she had tears in her eyes. She started crying.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
for me, I just didn't know how to take that. I was like, wow.
Yeah. No, yeah. I know. That you know what? Those are signs from the universe too. Girls, keep going. Regardless of how hard it is, keep going, because it's not just about you. It's not just for you. It's for you don't know who you're touching. So, you know, that's fantastic.
So we're not done yet. We'll be right back after our break.
Just mentioned Vienna. I was just about to go there, saying that, you know, where I met you was the Lavender Estate Winery. But through the grapevine, no pun intended, you're also going to be working with our good friends at V&A. Awesome winery people. I recommend them to all our listeners. Check out V&A. Love them. It's a great experience. But can you tell us, if you can, if you can't just say hard pass, where will you be in the future? Like, who else are you going to be working with? Where else are you going to be? If you can tell us. If you can't, I understand. We can move on to the next question. I'm just curious, and I'm sure
people are
curious. Yeah.
So Ben and I's goal is to not only serve Ontario, but we want to excel in Ontario enough that we could eventually franchise our concept and then have other people experience such beautiful setting, because, oh my goodness, there are so many beautiful places around the world. Now imagine having people paint all over, you know, vineyards, wineries, and you know what I mean? Like backdrop mountains.
Yeah, no, that was my next question, because I was just about to say to you, I know your guys are like me and you must be thinking about expansion, but expanding well, right? And I know that you have grown to like having more eight more associates. So that's what I was going to ask you next. Like, what are your hopes for You and I Paint? Because believe me, I could see this in the Caribbean. I can see this in Italy. Yeah. I can see this all over, right?
Absolutely.
That's the dream.
That's definitely our dream.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm
so we're working excited towards the dream.
I'm so excited for you guys. But you know, of course, as you do that, as you go, like, this is always the thing what we think about, because we're thinking about this on the same lines too about franchising. We have to have the quality control, right? So we have to have the same people who are just as hospitable, who will take care, you know, of the brand just as much. As we do. So that is always the thing, what you right? But it can be done. Yeah, we can
absolutely.
Do it, right?
Absolutely.
Right now, that's why Anne and I are focusing more on expanding the team versus the like, we want a franchise, but we still don't know how about to do it.
Exactly.
We don't want to lose the quality. Yeah. We don't want to lose the quality. We're taking this very slow. We're very careful. And we are other people are joining us on the team, but we're making sure that they're amazing.
Yeah.
And we absolutely love our artists and all our assistants. They're just amazing. So we're happy with them.
For sure. And sometimes,
No, go ahead there. I'm listening to you.
I was saying sometimes we don't always look for their background in the arts. It's more of a personality thing.
Exactly.
You know, a good person that won't mistreat our customers, our clients, the face of the brand kind of thing. Because of course, like, Ben and I treat our clients like they are royalty. Mm-hmm. So like, we always want to make sure that our artists and assistants, you know, treat them equally the same, if not even better, that art can be taught, but personality is something that
exactly
is a little bit more unique.
Exactly. No, you know what, ladies, I am telling you, we're in the same boat, because it's not just about if they can do like the skills. Job right. It's not just about that. It's not just about competence. It's about compatibility as
absolutely.
Well, right?
Absolutely.
And the chemistry is very important, very absolutely. Very important. So I understand, and at the same way too, I want to franchise, but I'm building slowly and making sure that we have the right good men in place, right? So I definitely understand that, and I think you guys are doing a great job. But listeners, I want to tell you, if you have a bridal shower coming up, a wedding, a date, and men, if you want to propose in a creative way that will heighten the way or the heighten the chances of her saying yes, her or him saying yes,
that's so
let's check out You and I Paint, right?
Thank you so much. What a beautiful introduction. We appreciate it.
But you know what I really love, and this is a tangent, because you were talking about your father. My father, I'm very close to my father too, and he's a big inspiration to me. He's also an engineer, funny enough.
Aww.
Yeah. So, but when you said that, it just, you know, it just gave so much more meaning to everything that you're doing. And I think that story should definitely be carried on in your website. Even if you you show some portray some of your father's works, old works, or something, because that is really a good foundation. I don't know, it just gives something heartwarming to you guys. And I knew there was, that's why I knew I had to talk to you, because I knew there was more to just the way how you guys handled us and the care. Yeah. I said there's more to this than just money, and there's more to this than just paint, drink, and go. There's something deeper, and that is why I said I had to find out about the story. But your dad being that and exposing you to art, and him being a painter himself, an artist himself, that's a core thing, and I love it.
You know, Julia, just like a quick background, coming from such a crazy country where like all we got was hardship in the past, and our father leaving everything he had to flee, living in Turkey under really poor conditions for like 3 years, and having my parents manage to make a living just to feed us, and then coming to Canada. Ben and I also, like, part of You and I Paint was also to make my father proud, because this is his like passion. You know, him seeing our growth, he just gets teary eyes almost every single time, you know? and that to us is like, oh my God, like, we love you so much.
Part of the mission is like, we always talk to each other. And how old is Dad?
He's like 63, I think.
Yeah. Much older than that. Probably 67. Why don't we know this? He's like 67. So part of us is like, we're always, when Anne and I are having these conversations, this is how we feel. We're like, oh my God, he doesn't really have a lot of time left. How can we succeed? So like a little bit faster so that we can make him proud, because, you know, obviously in the past, we've always hit milestones to make him proud. Like, for example, going to college, getting that architectural background. Dad wanted to be an architect, and then he became a civil engineer instead, but his dream was to be an architect. So I think we've been trying to make him proud all our life, and he's for sure very, very proud, you know, no doubt. But I think it has a lot to do with him leaving everything behind, bringing us to this country. And then part of us is just to always try to make our parents proud. And then having this business, it's very much my dad's dream, because he's an artist and he's so proud of it. And then for us, like, Dad, you know, doesn't stop here. Just wait.
I love that.
So it's kind of like, we're just trying so hard to just make him happy and make my mom happy, because they did leave everything behind for us.
Yeah. I understand that 100%. And it's the same thing with my dad as well, because my dad, he really, 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 you know, like, he's really proud of me too, and with
the business, because he should. Look at you, you're a beautiful, stunning human being.
And what an amazing, incredible cause that you also host.
Thank you. Your business concept
is ultimately to help others.
Yes, yes. And I get that same fire too from them when they say, hey, Julia, thanks, man. I thought I was okay to drive. Sometimes I get random texts and I'm like, but it's okay. It's not hard to find someone's number. But this, so they get random texts and say, oh, hey, I thought it was okay to drive. And
You know what? Extremely selfless and extremely empowering as a woman doing this for others. This is something that, you know, something really to be proud of. So on you, Julia.
Thank you so much. And you know what? You guys too, like with that pride that your father feels, and everything that you've seen of him, the sacrifices and what he's gone through to give you a better life, your daughters are looking up and seeing that too. So I can't wait to see the continuation of you wonderful women. I can't wait to see what you guys produce, because I'm telling you, you're doing an awesome job. Believe me, you know, it's not easy. It cannot be easy raising children, especially daughters in this world right now. And you guys are, I mean, they are polite and loving and sweet and kind. And you guys have to be that way. No, I'm telling you, like, it's, you can feel it. You can feel it. And not every, and you know, children are innocent, of course, but you can tell the raising, you can tell the type of home that they come from when they interact or how they interact, right? Because they're just a reflection, right? So
I'm gonna start floating like a hot air balloon.
No, I'm telling you, I really love it. Well, ladies, tell our listeners how they can find you on social. I know you're very active on Instagram. Tell us your handles, and most importantly, tell us how they can get in touch with you to book an event or book that proposal. Tell us.
Absolutely. Okay, so you can either visit our website. All our events are there at www.youandipaint. That's youandipaint, paint. If you are on Instagram, we're extremely active on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Our handle is called You and I Paint. And if you are on Instagram, you can click on the link we have provided where it's going to showcase all our upcoming events. All our Christmas ones are nearly sold out every single year. Mm-hmm. So I highly suggest getting on that before everybody else. And again, I'm Anne and my sister is Ban. And
I love it.
Yeah, our parents were clearly creative, huh?
Clearly creative.
I know. I'm
looking forward to coming and supporting you ladies again. And we love what you're doing. I love how you're doing it. And I've got to say this. I love that you have come to this country like I have.
Yeah.
And you are making the best of your opportunities to create the life you dream of.
Thank you so much.
Right? I really, really love that. And much respect to you. And, you know, thank you for coming on, sharing your story with us. And as a fellow businesswoman, I want to tell you, girls, keep going. I'm rooting for you. Our whole organization is rooting for you. And I, myself, Julia, I am proud of you. And I'm proud to see you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Julia. You don't understand. So we really appreciate this. And thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Always. Always. Is there anything else that you want to tell our viewers? Sorry, not our viewers.
We love you guys and enjoy the rest of your day. Have a fantastic day.
Yes. All right. Great. Thank you so much.
Life is good.
Life is good.
Make sure to book that self time. Me time. Always make sure you book yourself a me time, just like how you're booking an oil change or like an appointment or a meeting. Make sure that you prioritize yourself because life is short and you never know.
And you need your body to be healthy and your mind.
Mine too. Exactly. You and I paint, ladies. Thank you.
And here is another very fitting song. I know Ben and Anne will enjoy in closing, and so do I, Ben and Anne. Here is Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. I love this song. Let's talk, friends. Let's talk. Especially those of us in business. Let's take better care of each other and not devalue each other. Listen, even if you are an established business, you know what you went through when you started your business. So when you see up-and-coming businesses pour themselves into serving you, don't discard it. And don't treat them or us as less than. If that is your plan, then please, just don't engage with us. And this is for all businesses. And any small business for that matter, especially small businesses. We too have people that depend on us. And we too have family. And we too intend to keep our lights on. You know, I have always thought that we need a revolution in business. And I'm the type of person, listeners, I'll tell you this. And I want my business to be this type of business. We don't force, but we lead by example. Personally, I think forcing things down people's throats is not effective, and that's just not my way. To me, and from my experience, my life experience, great leaders, they're followed and they're emulated by winning the hearts of others, the hearts and minds of others. Anything less is just dictatorship. Now, I also believe that your business is a reflection of your own mindset. And you know, it quickly becomes evident in your dealings if you truly care about the folk that extend themselves to serve you, or if they're just being used to make you look good or for your bottom line. Listen, let's remember that there are human beings behind these businesses, especially small businesses, with hearts and with dreams. And in this microwave-ready, quick-fix world, let's lead by example in caring for each other and treat each other with the dignity and the grace and the goodness that we may have received in the past or not so long ago. It says a lot about the character of your business, not just your brand. Everybody talks about brand, brand, brand. Talk about character. What's the character of your business? But you know, the character of your business is also a reflection of you. So, until next time, friends, let's truly think about the other person and the businesses that are serving our business. I don't believe that's too much of a tall order. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is karma's gonna get you. Gonna knock you right on the head. You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
We are.
don't know if you are the type of person that gives blood, or if you even ever thought about giving blood, but if you have, please do us a small favor and join our Partners for Life team with blood.ca. Just head to blood.ca and look for Team Not Your Child Corp. When you join us there, every donation you make will count toward our pledge to Canadian families. Head over to blood.ca and make your appointment today under our team, Team Not Your Child Corp.
And friends, you know we like to wind it all down for you with the quote of the day. And today's quote is short and sweet, and it comes to us from Epictetus. And he says, "Any person capable of angering you becomes your master." End quote. Food for thought. I like that one.
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, head to notyourchild.com/radio show to submit any questions, comments, or shout outs you want us to address on the next show. Until then, friends, I hope you continue having a lovely day. And remember our golden rule: when you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Ciao.
Here it is, another day, so dark and gloomy. My situation. the dawn, but I could take the weight. It won't be long. As confidence grows, I start to ready myself, steady myself, prepare myself for what lies ahead. As I dread the every minute I have to face without you here, close but so far as the time draws near. How much more can I take? How much more? What can I do? Just hold on tight and be strong. I know I'll make it through. Now's the time for the needs to finally go away. I feel you near, and it's a lovely day. As I was